Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining PBC on Spike. Your host, Kelly Swanson, will begin.
Thank you, operator. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. We're excited today to be on the phone talking about a really excellent show, Antonio Tarver versus Steve Cunningham, also featuring the bout between Marco Huck and Christoph Golovkin. And we are going to start with Huck and Golovkin, and then we'll get into the main event. But before we do that, this bout is promoted by DeBell Entertainment in association with Warriors Boxing and Huck Sports Promotions. And I'm going to turn this call over to Lou DiBella to make the official introductions for the call. Lou?
Thank you, Kelly. I'm thrilled to be promoting this terrific event at the Prudential Center, another PBC on Spike show. And the PBC on Spike shows have been terrific so far. It's a pleasure to be working with the Prudential Center. Sean Seda, the Executive Vice President of Entertainment and Programming, and his entire staff at the Prudential Center have been a pleasure to work with so far. This is the first major event I've ever worked with them on, and it's been great so far. Once again, great to be working with Spike. Their Senior Vice President of Sports and Multi-Platform Programming is John Slusser. Matt Marcus and their whole staff, I've been very impressed with what Spike has done and with their on-air team, which I think is one of the best young, energetic broadcast teams in boxing right now. And interestingly, Antonio Tarver is part of that broadcast team, and he will be competing in the main event, the heavyweight bout against Steve USS Cunningham, in a bout that I think is going to be terrific for fans and a must-win fight for both guys. But before we get into the main event, tickets for the event are priced at $150. 100, 70, and 45, not including outdoor service charges. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or charge my phone at 1-800-745-3000, 1-800-745-3000, or at any Ticketmaster outlet. They can also be purchased at the Prudential Center's box office. The Spike telecast, the PBC on Spike telecast, will begin at 9 p.m. both Eastern Time and Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and Pacific time, and the opening bout, a terrific world championship cruiserweight battle between Marco Captain Huck, 38-2-1 with 26 KOs, who's defending his supremacy at the cruiserweight division, because not only is he a champion, but really at the moment, he is the dominant cruiserweight in the world, against Christoph Golovkin, 24-0 with 15 KOs. It's the U.S. debut for Golovkin and for also for Huck. I think this is a really great bout for boxing fans. Huck is really the king of the cruiserweights right now. He's also campaigned at heavyweight where he's been able to compete effectively, and he's got his hands full with an undefeated opponent. And for both Christoph and Marco, this is their first fight on U.S. soil, the first opportunity to be televised in front of a huge audience on prime-time American television. I'd like to ask the first question of both of them, and I'll start with Christoph. How have you prepared for this opportunity? What does it mean to you to make this first major fight on U.S. soil? And tell us a little bit more about your feelings about fighting in America for the first time. Christoph first.
Krzysiek, pytanie do ciebie. Co dla ciebie oznacza walka w Stanach Zjednoczonych, pierwsza twoja w karierze, podobnie jak dla Haka? Jak się przygotowywałeś i czego oczekujesz po tej walce?
Tak, cieszę się bardzo, że mogę wystąpić w Stanach. Przede wszystkim, że jest to walka też o Mistrzostwo Świata. To dziękuję moim promotorom, że doprowadzili do walki. I sam zasłużyłem eliminatorem z Seferin, także cieszę się i mam nadzieję, że wykorzystam tą sytuację.
I'm very happy to fight the United States. I'm very thankful to my promoters who gave me the chance to do it, but I also did it myself, winning elimination fight. Dalej.
Cieszę się bardzo i mam nadzieję, że 14 sierpnia przywiozę pas do Polski i będziemy mieli Polacy nowego mistrza świata.
I just hope that on August 14 I'm going to win and going to bring the title belt to Poland, and Poland will have the new world champion.
Przygotowuję się bardzo. Tak.
Move.
No, przygotowuję się już dosyć bardzo długo. Jestem w bardzo dobrej dyspozycji, nie ma kontuzji, jestem bardzo zdrowy, więc na pewno wyjdę zmotywowany i mocno przygotowany do walki.
I am very motivated for this fight. I train a long time. There are no injuries. I am completely healthy. So a great motivation before August 14th.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to turn over to Marco Captain Hux, translator. Ben, if you could ask
yes.
a question of Marco. Ben, the same question for Marco.
I'm very happy. This is my first time in America as a boxer. Das ist was ganz Großartiges. Mein Traum war immer schon mal hier boxen zu können, um mich den amerikanischen Fans zu präsentieren. Das ist was ganz Besonderes, mal in Amerika geboxt zu haben. Und ich habe in Europa schon alles erreicht, was man erreichen kann. Habe natürlich auch viele Amerikaner weggehauen von der ganzen Welt und möchte mich den amerikanischen Fans ganz toll präsentieren. Darauf freue ich mich riesig. I'm very much looking forward to be fighting in America. It's always been one of my biggest ambitions and career goals to fight over here. I've achieved pretty much everything there is in Europe. I also fought some Americans before who I smashed. And now I want to come over here to show the American people my skills over here. And I'm just really looking forward and I'm excited for August 14th.
Thank you so much. And I think it is a great treat for boxing fans to get to see a fighter of the quality of Marco Huck on PBC on Spike and against an opponent like Christoph, an undefeated, hungry guy looking to bring the belt back to Poland. So, by the way, special thanks to Christoph's promoters, Warriors Boxing, my friend Leon Margulis, and to Philip Portis and Karsten Malman, and who are with Huck's promotional company, Marco's promotional company. I'm going to open it up for a couple of questions for each guy. We're going to limit it just to a couple of questions for each of these guys before we get on to the main event. So if you could please open it up to questions from the press.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have any questions at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And one moment while I'm waiting for callers to join the queue. And our first question is going to come from Eddie Goldman with No Hold Bars. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. First question from Marco. Marco, you're coming in probably better known, but again, as was said, this is your first fight in the United States. You're fighting a younger, undefeated guy who is a southpaw. Tell us what you think your advantages are in this fight.
Du bist schon sehr bekannt und kämpfst jetzt gegen einen Unbekannten. Was sind deine Vorteile gegenüber ihm? Er ist zwar Rechtsausleger, also was ist dein Vorteil? Meine Vorteile sind einfach, dass ich Marco Huck bin. Das sind die größten Vorteile überhaupt. Ich bin 13-facher Boxweltmeister, habe schon so viele starke Leute geboxt, so viele auch Linkshändler. Das ist kein Problem für mich. Und wie gesagt, er hat vorher hat er ein bisschen gequatscht, dass er sehr stark ist, sehr motiviert ist. Das haben auch die anderen von vor ihm behauptet. Und alle haben sich dann auf dem Boden der Tatsachen wieder gefunden. My biggest advantage of all is that I am Marco Huck. I had 13 title defenses. I fought all the big names. I showed them all what I am all about. He hasn't really got that much experience. I heard that he's been talking himself up a bit lately. But a lot of people have done that before him, and I will show him what the real deal actually is.
Okay, and a question for Christoph. Similarly, this is, in my opinion, a step up for you, fighting a championship fighter, more experience, as he said. Tell us what you think your advantages are in this fight.
Krzysiek, pytanie do ciebie to jest niewątpliwie podwyższenie poprzeczki dla ciebie, jeśli chodzi o rywali, których miałeś. Twoim zdaniem, jaka jest twoja przewaga nad Marco w tym pojedynku? On mówił, że jeśli nie miałeś przetłumaczone, że po prostu ty nie masz takiego doświadczenia, nie jesteś Marco Huckiem i wielu już przed nim mówiło wiele rzeczy, tak jak ty, ale nie potrafili tego zrobić. Co jest twoją przewagą w tej walce? Co może być?
Cieszę się, powiem tak. Marco Huck to jest wielki mistrz, szanuję go. ale jestem bardzo zmotywowany. Ja nie mam nic do stracenia, on ma wiele do stracenia. Jak sam mówisz, wszystko osiągnął w tej wadze, więc nie ma takiej motywacji. Ja mam motywację przeogromną i to będzie moją siłą woli, którą zwyciężę.
Marco just said that he basically won everything was possible to win, and I think so this is my strength, because he's got everything what he wanted, and I'm still a more hungrier guy with bigger motivation versus the fighter who is basically achieved the maximum what he could achieve. So motivation and being hungrier will be a number one forte on Krzysztof Głowacki's in Krzysztof Głowacki arsenal.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck to everybody in the fight.
And our next question is going to come.
Next question, please.
Yes, our next question is going to come from Jake Donovan from theboxingscene.com. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is for Marco. I just want to know, how long has it been in plan to come to the United States, and why he felt now was the right time to make that happen?
Wie lange hast du schon geplant, nach Amerika zu kommen, und warum ist jetzt der richtige Zeitpunkt? Ich habe schon 10 Jahre geplant, hier nach Amerika zu kommen. Es hat sich immer noch nicht ergeben, weil es noch keinen richtigen Mann hatte, also keinen richtigen Promoter, der mir da unter die Beine helfen könnte, dass es klappt. Aber nun habe ich mit Ludi Bella einen sehr starken Mann gefunden, der sehr kompetent ist, der schon sehr viel in seinen Vita vorzuweisen hat. Und ich freue mich einfach riesig, dass ich diesen Schritt gewagt habe, ohne Sauerland und mit Co-Promotion zusammen mit Ludi Bella. Und das ist einfach was Großartiges für mich, und ich möchte mich hier präsentieren. Und wie gesagt, ich habe schon alles erreicht, was man erreichen kann, aber bin dennoch immer hungrig. Ich habe immer noch Lust, ein paar Leute die Zähne rauszuschlagen.
I've been wanting to fight in the US for over 10 years, to be honest. The problem was that I didn't really have anyone by my side who could help me to achieve this dream. But now I've found Ludi Bella, who's experienced, who's got a great CV, who can help me over here and help me with something that my former promoter Sauerland wasn't able to do. I said already that I achieved everything in my career so far. Now I get to achieve to give you my debut in the US, and I'm looking forward to be smashing teeth in for a long while to come over here in the United States.
Okay, and then my follow-up question with him is if there's any concern about having not fought in nearly a year.
Gibt es irgendwelche Bedenken, weil du noch dieses Jahr noch nicht gekämpft hast?
Nein, noch gar nicht. Also ich muss sagen, ich habe nach langer Zeit sehr Sprangen gemacht, und da war ich selbst erschrocken, wie die zu Boden fallen. Da muss ich mich wirklich selber sagen, boah, was ist denn mit dir los? Und ich merke, dass der neue Trainer, der tut mir sehr gut, dieser komplette neue Umfeld, weil ich merke, jetzt bin ich alleine, jetzt muss ich mich noch mehr anstrengen als vorher. Vorher habe ich wirklich gemacht, die ganzen Vorbereitungen, also naja, klappt schon wieder. Habe ich mich wenig motiviert, und trotzdem habe ich Delle geschlagen. Aber jetzt bin ich so in Rage, voll, mein Blut ist voller Feuer, und ich freue mich einfach wieder in den Ring steigen zu können. Wenn man mich dann loslässt, dann bin ich eine Zertrümmerungsmaschine.
There are no concerns whatsoever. I just started sparring, and I actually was a bit surprised myself how good it was going. And how my sparring partner were sent flying to the floor. I'm just really looking forward to get back into the ring. I'm so motivated. My motivation is bigger than ever before. Even in my previous fights, even when I wasn't that motivated, I was still able to do what I had to do. But now that I'm going this all by myself, my motivation is bigger than I ever had. So I'm just looking forward to come over here and do what I can do best.
Ich möchte mich unbedingt dem amerikanischen Volk präsentieren, und ich glaube, dass sie mit meinem Boxstil mich sehr lieben werden.
I really want to present myself to the American audience, and I am convinced that they will love my style of fighting.
Okay, great. Thanks. Lou, do I have a question? Time to ask Christoph a question.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, Christoph, is there anyone in your career you feel compares to Marco Huck, whether it's his style-wise or just, you know, that... I know not that quite type of level of competition, but just any opponent that you feel has helped prepare you for this fight.
Hi, Jake. It's Peter. I'm going to translate. Krzysiek, pytanie.
Tak.
Czy walczyłeś z kimś, kto chociażby w jakimkolwiek stopniu przypomina Marco Haka, jeśli chodzi o umiejętności, sposób boksowania, czy jest ktoś, kogo mógłbyś znaleźć jako odpowiednika dla niego w swojej karierze?
Znaczy w boksie zawodowym to no nie ma takiego zawodnika, bo wiadomo, no on jest mistrzem świata, to sam udowadniał przez tyle lat, no ale no pnę się do góry, pnę się coraz lepszymi zawodnikami, boksowałem. No i pora dojść do tej walki o Mistrzostwo Świata, się zweryfikować, czy będzie się na tym czołówce światowej, czy też będzie się dalej.
There's only, Christoph responded, there's only one Marco Haque, we all know it, so I did not fault anybody who is close to the style and the problems Marco brings to the ring, but I fought and beat a very good fighter. Every fighter, next fighter I fought was better, and this is kind of verification for me if I am the guy to be a next world champion, and I hope I am, and this is the test.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much, and best of luck to both of you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, both Marco and Christoph. But I think that those were.
Hey, Lou, we have one more question. One more question I think we should take.
Okay, let's do it.
One more. Go ahead. Operator?
Our next question is from Carl Freitag from Fight News. Please go ahead.
Hello, I have a question for Marco. Marco, you fought Alexander Povetkin, arguably the top two or three heavyweights in the world. It was a draw. A lot of people think you beat him. How long are you going to be staying a cruiserweight?
Naja, das ist nach dem Kampf, ich habe ja gewonnen gegen Povetkin, das weiß die ganze Welt. Nach dem Kampf, nach der Urteilsverkündung kam er zu mir und meinte, ich will dich nie wieder in meinem Leben sehen, weil ich den so in den Kopf eingeschlagen habe. Und ich wollte eigentlich im Cruiser, im Schwergewicht direkt oben bleiben. Aber wenn ich oben kämpfe, dann möchte ich natürlich nur gegen die Besten kämpfen. Und jetzt, wenn ich mir den letzten Kampf angeschaut habe, zwischen Donai Tivalda und den anderen, dann muss ich nur meine Hände vom Gesicht schließen, weil das ist echt peinlich und erbärmlich, was dort oben sich Weltmeister nennt. Everybody knows, the whole world knows, that I actually won the fight against Povetkin. Povetkin himself actually came to me after the fight and told me that he never wants to see me again. Though my ambition has always been to fight the best, and also to fight the best in the heavyweight division. Looking at the division right now, just the fight of Deontay Wilder against Molina was actually a bit embarrassing, to be honest. But yes, I want to go back to the heavyweight division in the future and take over there as I did in the cruiserweight division.
Well, you're the most exciting cruiserweight in the world for sure, and I'm sure the American fans will like your style. So good luck in the fight, and also good luck on the other side as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Moderator, if there are any more questions, we'll take one more. We have a little bit of time.
No more questions in queue at this time. But it, ladies
well,
and gentlemen,
thank you very much. Thanks very much, gentlemen. You know, one thing that was made clear by both fighters on this call, there is only one Marco Haque. He is the dominant cruiserweight in the world. He's the guy that has the ability to challenge for a heavyweight championship. And he's going to be tested at the Prudential Center on PBC on Spike on August 14th. I thank you both for joining us and look forward to seeing you in the States in the next few weeks. So thank you, Marco. Thank you, Christoph.
Vielen Dank, Lou, und wir sehen uns bald. Thank you, Lou, and see you soon.
Our main event of the evening features two guys who are really well-known to boxing fans. Antonio Magic Man Tarver, 31-6 with 22 KOs, has worn a number of belts, is now trying to fight his way to a shot at the heavyweight world championship. And he has a very big obstacle in his way in Steve USS Cunningham. Steve's record's 28-7 with 13 KOs, but it's a deceptive record because many of those seven losses should have gone the other way, in my view. Steve is a guy who's one of the highest character people in all of boxing, one of the most well-respected by his peers, by the press, by the media, by the fans, because of the type of guy he is. He's a family man. He's a man of faith, and he's a guy that lays it all out in the ring. He's never been in a bad fight. He's never given anything but 110%, and I'm proud to be able to promote a fight featuring Steve Cunningham. They will headline the evening in a 12-round heavyweight battle, and frankly, this is a match that both fighters must win. I mean, this is a must-win fight. If they're going to continue at the highest levels of the heavyweight division, Antonio and Steve don't have a margin for error here. The winner will move on to a huge opportunity, and the loser of this bout, it's a huge, huge step back and maybe really the end of the line. So this is a kind of a fight that figures to be a terrific matchup and a must-win fight. That's a recipe for a great fight. Steve, are you on the line?
Steve is not here yet. He's trying to get in. But Antonio and his
Steve is now in the call.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Perfect timing, Steve. Here we go, Lou. Thanks. Go ahead.
Well, you missed my glowing introduction. You missed my glowing introduction.
And Lou, with that introduction, I'm scared to lay a glove on the guy. Jesus Christ, man. Hey, Lou DiBella.
Yes.
With that introduction, I'm scared to lay a glove on the guy now.
I don't buy that. So go ahead, Steve. You were talking.
Man.
Anything you want to say, Steve, before we start with Antonio?
I just thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure, honor to be here. You know, hard work pays off, man, and I'm still going at it.
Okay. Antonio Tarver, one of the biggest names in boxing for a long, long time. Antonio and I spent some time together at the Rocky Balboa. He's an actor. He's a commentator for Spike now, and one of the best, in my view, actually, up-and-coming color guys in boxing. And Antonio, I know you're looking forward to this opportunity, and you want that shot at a heavyweight title, but you got to get through Mr. Cunningham. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, it's just like any fight, Lou, I've had over the years, man. You know, all my fights have been huge fights. I mean, I can tell you I feel good going in. I mean, I've done the work. I haven't underestimated Steve Cunningham at all. I have a great deal of respect for the man. I mean, his story, his daughter, everything, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, you know, we're in the hurt business. And, you know, this is boxing at the highest level. And it's all about opportunities. And, you know, man, there's no fighter out there that has struggled and overcame like I have. And it's those struggles and that I'm going to, you know, that's going to carry me through this fight and beyond. I mean, I hear his story and it's heartfelt. But, you know, the last 3 years of my life, can nobody even comprehend. But, you know, and that's what champions are made of, man. I truly believe God gives his toughest test to his strongest warriors. And I've been tested. And I've proven that I can go through and I can endure. So this fight is going to be about who won it most. And that's bottom line, because we both know how to throw our hands. That's not a doubt. But it's going to come down to who won it most. He's, you know, he has, you know, a good distance. He's long. He's rangy. He got good movement. He's an active fighter. But at the same time, the boxing match, within this boxing match, is going to be a fight. And, you know, when the fight slows down, I'm going to be right there. I'm not going nowhere. I mean, he's going to have to knock me out to take this victory from me. And you know, that's the only way I'm going out there. That's the only way I'm losing is if I get knocked out. Because, you know, I'm in great shape. I'm ready to go. I know what this fight means to me. And the time is now. I wanted a big-name guy that, you know, I could really, you know, put my skill on display. And Steve Cunningham gives me the opportunity. I know he wants this fight bad. We both do. It's only going to be – it can only be one winner. And like I said, I'm bringing it August 14th, man, and I'm ready to go. You know, sparring is going well. My training camp has gone well. I have a great trainer and Orlando Quaylar, who's on the line as we speak. You know, so we're just ready for August 14th. and we're going to set the Prudential Center on fire. We know we got some foreigners that are going to be coming over, and they may bring a lot of fans, but we're going to bring the show. And you ain't going to want to miss the Magic Show on August 14th.
But I got to tell you, as a fan, I'm looking forward to this one because both of these Warriors are going to slow down. These are guys that slow down in general, but they both have everything at stake on August 14th on Prudential Center, PBC on Spike. So we're going to throw it open to questions from the press.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have any questions at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Can you give me one moment while participants are joining the queue? Our first question is going to come from Mike Knox from Fox Sports 134 AM. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing? Antonio Tarver, Steve, it's a pleasure to speak with you guys. My first question is for you, Champ, Antonio Tarver. In preparations for this fight, a lot of speculation out there, a lot of rumors that you're looking, and it appears to be, as you're looking past Mr. Cunningham into the next big fight. Can you please shed some light on that?
No, man, I'm not. Come on, I'm a veteran, man. I've been around the game forever and a day. I'm not ever going to be that naive to look past a credible fighter like Steve Cunningham. That would be dumb of me. I'm not looking past him, but I'm a realist. I can see the future, too. I'm a realist. I know what this fight means. I'm not looking past him. I mean, I am looking through him, straight through him. He's transparent. I'm looking straight through Steve Cunningham. Yes, I'm not looking past him, but I'm looking through him.
Okay, and I ask those questions because I hate reading, quote-unquote, dirt sheets. I like to get the answers from the guys themselves, so I'm glad you clarified that as well. Now, with this fight in Jersey, like you said, a lot of the European crowds coming over, and you said we're preparing to have a great fight here on the BBC on Spike TV. Can we get a prediction? You're always known for predictions. I will never forget. Got any excuses now, Roy? So any predictions for this fight at all, Chance?
Man, you're going to see a well-conditioned Magic Man doing what he do best, and that's winning. And that's it. I mean, I'm not going to have no predictions. I mean, I know I got my hands full. I'm going to have to bite down on that mouthpiece. I'm going to have to pull that cup up, and I'm going to have to dig to get Steve Cunningham out of there, man. And, you know, that's just what it is. You know, I'm ready for that. I'm preparing for that. A war, you know, a battle of nutrition. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a fight. I predict that this fight can be an early candidate, a late candidate for fight of the year because I know what it's going to have to take for me to get this victory. And it's going to have to take the old Magic Man. I'm going to have to show you glimpses of the old Magic Man and, you know, the things that I'm able to do in the ring. If it comes down to making adjustments, I'm going to be able to make those adjustments. If it comes down to getting inside and letting them rip, I'm going to be able to do that. If it comes down to making them miss and making them pay, I'm going to be able to do that. And, you know, I just believe in my skill and my ability, man, even at the late age of 46. And, you know, it's just a blessing from God that I'm even still able to do it. So I'm walking through my destiny, man, knowing that it's not an accident that I'm here today. It's not an accident that I had to go through what I had to go through to get here. You know, this is a purpose. You know, this is a purpose, man. And it's destiny for me. And ain't nothing going to stop me. That's bottom line. And I can't wait to see this shit unfold. I'm ready, you know what I'm saying? And I'm excited about it, man, that I'm back on national network TV, that I'm back at the top of the game, and, you know, and everybody going to be able to see for themselves. And after August 14th, there won't be no more doubt about what I can do and my capability at 46. My skills haven't eroded. My timing hasn't eroded. My speed hasn't eroded. I'm still here. And that's what I want to show the world on August 14th, that they slept on the wrong man, period.
Well, I know I follow you on Instagram, so I know that you do work out hard, and you are quite funny. I don't mean that in a, you know, like I find you amusing, as Joe Pesci would say, do I effing abuse you? Not in that way. And my last question is for you, Steve, Mr. Cunningham. Everybody's really counting you out in this fight. He's saying you're transparent. care to elaborate on that? Because a lot of people have you as the underdog in this fight and they want to see a Tarver, Dante Wilder fight. Can you stop all that from happening?
I mean, you know what? I don't know. I've been getting counted out since I started challenging for a world title. You know, can you guys hear me well?
Yes, sir. I hear you just fine.
All right, cool. You know, I've been traveling to Europe, fighting in Poland, where nobody wants to go, fighting in Germany, you know, successfully defending my title numerous times, where nobody wants to go, South Africa, where nobody wants to go. You know, I could care less about what anybody says. When I fought Marco Huck, I was a 5-1 underdog, you know,
right.
and they threw the towel in on him in the last round, you know. So I could care less about what anyone says. I got to question myself to Antonio Tarver, you know. He's speaking about, you know, his respect for me, and there is respect for fighters regardless, before and after the fight. But, you know, a lot of people who know fighters, they know that at certain point in training camp, a fighter is agitated, he's ready to fight, and it's time to fight. And I've been at that point. So I'm ready to fight right now. And what I have to say is he's trying to compare life woes. You know, my daughter's struggle and the struggle he says he went through in the past 3 years. Look, dude, you can keep all the woes. You can take my daughter's woes. You can take your woes. I don't want them. Nobody wants those woes. We can't compare that. I'm not into comparing life woes. Now, you say your life was hard in the past 3 years that nobody could understand, nobody could fathom. Have you been driving that Bentley you bought after the Green fight? You've been driving in a Bentley. You understand what I'm saying? Have you made over $500,000 in the last 3 years? I haven't. I don't have a Bentley. Get one, and beating you is going to get me that. You understand? So don't try to compare nothing that you've been through that will not stand up to a damn thing Steve Cunningham has been through in his whole career.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, I think you kind of misinterpret what I was saying. You know, I know we both got struggles, and I respect that. And no, my struggles may not be personal like yours, family-oriented, and I respect that too. But what I'm saying is the struggle that I had to overcome to get back to where I'm at right now today when, you know, after I got suspended, I can just talk all day about it. And losing my job, losing the opportunity to commentate in the Olympics, that shit meant a lot to me.
And but listen, we can go all day. We can trade back and forth all day, but like baseball cards, bro. You had troubles, I had troubles. You're not going to get in the ring to match troubles. You're going to get in the ring to match skill. I don't want to hear about you, fool. I'm actually talking about my daughter's situation because it's out there.
But look, dude, I'm just giving you the utmost respect on that, because I understand if it was my daughter, I understand, hey, that's something, you know what I mean, that's out of our control.
But this is another question I have for you then. Where does all this utmost respect come from? A few years ago, it was, who are you? You're nobody.
Hold on, but Steve, the time wasn't.
Let's keep it real. No,
the time wasn't then. The time wasn't then.
Keep it real. I'm not one of these nut-ass trash talkers who can run their mouth and get themselves into some money. I fight to get my money. You understand? So you're that dude who runs his mouth so much. You're a professional mouth runner. Yeah, you're a great fighter, but you're also a professional mouth runner. I'm a professional fighter, period. You understand? I'm not
jumping
in
the ring on August 14th. I don't understand where all this is
Matt
coming from.
Rose. I'm jumping
this
in
the
ring on August 14th to beat the hell out of Antonio Tarver. Do you understand?
Hey, that's your mission. That's everybody's mission. But at the same time, I don't understand where you're coming from, because I've been as quiet as I've ever been before a fight. I ain't really been digging at you about nothing. So, I mean,
that's your problem.
I'm giving you the utmost respect, because I know you're a warrior. I know you coming to win, and I know I got my hands full. That's why I'm busting my ass in training camp. If you ask me, I think you're taking me lightly. You overlooking me. How the hell are you going to break camp and go to Vegas and commentate like you got it easy? You feel me? I wouldn't break camp for you, but you're going to break camp for me? Good luck, August 14th.
If you think you're going to commentate for 2 days, is breaking camp?
Nigga, you out your rabbit ass mind. You're going to fly to Vegas and think you're going to fucking beat me August 14th. You crazy. You out your mind. You distracted. You distracted.
I'm distracted. I was ready to
distracted,
fight.
Homie.
They announced it. Do you understand?
You distracted. You don't know what's coming at your ass August 14th. You playing
There's
with
no
it.
There's no such thing as a distraction.
You playing with it. I ain't
the
Marco Huck. I ain't Marco Huck. I ain't Marco Huck, bruh. I ain't Marco Huck.
Well, good.
When I knocked Danny Green out, none of them clowns want to fight me.
When you
I ain't
start
Marco
looking
Huck.
Like them in the 12th,
yeah.
then think about that.
Whatever. Hey, enjoy your weekend in Vegas, bro. Enjoy your weekend in Vegas. I'm gonna be in the gym though. I'm gonna be in the gym, putting on the final touches to this great training camp I've had.
And you're gonna be putting on final touches for a long time. Play with that number.
I'm just telling you, bro.
Go
to Vegas.
You need to be in camp all damn for 7, 8, 9 weeks.
Well, ain't nothing fat about me. I'm just not. I'm just not a muscular toned guy. I knocked a lot of them out though. I knocked a lot of muscle men out. Them the easiest muscles to pop. Muscles ain't never whooped me, dog. I can't believe you so irate. Your mind already blown. Just the thought of August 14th.
Yes.
So this is gonna be easy. This is gonna be easy picking.
There's no. There's no way in God's green earth you could ever attack me psychologically. I'm a war tested, physically injured, and as a veteran of this damn country.
Man, I respect that too.
You clown.
I respect that too.
You've
that
been psychologically.
Pardon me. Our next question is going to come from Eddie Goldman.
Respect for me. Now you got respect.
Go ahead, please.
I respect Steve Cunningham. Get the hell out of here. I go by what a man says.
Eddie Goldman, please go ahead. Go ahead with your next question.
I don't want to interrupt them while they're still talking.
Go ahead, please interrupt.
Oh, okay. Thank you. First question for Antonio, focusing on this fight and where both of you guys are. We all know your great records, your experience. In Steve's previous fight, he fought an undefeated heavyweight, Glazkov, and many people who watched that fight, including me, thought that Steve deserved to win. Well, I don't know if you saw that fight, but tell me what you think at this point today your advantages are over Steve, given he's proven himself in the heavyweight and other divisions.
I wouldn't say any advantage or anything. I mean, it's going to be two men in there. We got to fight. And I stand on my experience. I stand on everything I've accomplished in boxing, and I'm saying whatever goes on in that round, in the fight, I'm going to figure it out between the 12 rounds. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to do what I got to do to get the win. That's all I'm saying. I got the utmost respect for Steve, and I keep saying that, man. This is one fight. I don't even have to be mad or even have to have no personal feelings toward nobody. It's just a fight that we're in. It's a business. I'm not taking this personal. But I got my work to do because I got big dreams, man. And that's it. I got big dreams. And like I said, I mean, ain't nobody going to outbox me, period. Ain't nobody going to outbox me, period. And only way he going to beat me is knock me out. And that's it. And he got an opportunity to do that. And that's it. We going to fight, and that's the bottom line. I ain't got to cut no weight. I'm feeling strong. I don't have problems I had at light heavyweight. So I'm at my best, and I'm bringing it, period. I got the best defense in the fucking game. Look, how you going to hit me? Come on, man. How you going to hit me? With what? Shit. I see that shit coming a mile away. Hey, come on, man. The bottom line, I'm going to have to close my eyes for this motherfucker to hit me because he ain't going to be able to hit me with that basic bullshit. You ain't fighting no average fighter. You fighting an exceptional fighter, dude. You ain't face nobody like me. I don't care nothing about all them European you fought. Straight up, fighters. I'm the magic man. I got 1,000 tricks up my sleeve, and it ain't gonna take but one. It ain't gonna take but one to get your ass out of there.
Period.
Sound like you getting yourself up for the fight right now.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm just keeping it 100.
Like you hype man and
I'm keeping it 100 with you, Steve. I'm keeping it 100 with you. What?
Keep it 100 with you. Let's have this TV set.
Keep it 100 with you. Glasgow. Hey, Glasgow, all the other basic guys. All those other basic robotic stand-up fighters. You ain't going to be able to see me, dude.
Keep it 100, Robert. Let's have this steroid set.
At 46, you're not going to be able to.
You heard it.
And before the
next question, moderator.
Our next question is going to.
Before the fight is over,
our next question is going to come from Jeff Wozencheska from Head First Boxing. Please go ahead.
Steve Cunningham, what's up, big boy? Yesterday was in training camp.
Hey, what up?
You looked amazing there. What's the strength of weakness?
Great, thank you.
Speak on him that you see from all the fights that you watch. What's the strength of weaknesses of Antonio Tarver?
Strength of Antonio Tarver is steroid use. Weakness is his mouth.
Now, that's the most disrespectful thing, because a motherfucker say you failed a test. That don't mean nothing, bro. You can go to GNC and get whatever you want. It may not be NFS certified. You know, but I spent my year. I did my time, and that's it. That's behind me. That ain't got nothing to do with right now. You looking for fucking excuses already. Ain't no steroids in my system, bro. I don't need no steroids. Never have. Period.
Hey, man, the question was for me, bro. Hold
period.
On, let me get my time.
So I just don't understand why you trying to shoot low. I can get off the phone, man. I see you August 14th. I ain't got time to go through this with
bye.
You, bro.
Bye.
I ain't got
bye.
Time to do this with you. Because this shit you
bye.
Talking is beneath me.
I see you in a few weeks, bro. I see
beneath
you.
Me.
Bye. Hang up.
Yeah, for real. You're talking
you.
Out your ass.
Thank you.
Darva, one question for you, big man. Now, what's the special weakness of Mr. Cunningham?
Say it again?
What's the strengths and weaknesses of Cunningham that you've seen from all his fights?
Man, look, his weakness is me. He fight me. That's his weakness. He ain't got no weakness as far as boxing is concerned. He's a complete fighter. He has the heart. He has the durability. He's a strong fighter. He's going to be there to win. But he's fighting me. That's the difference from everybody else he's ever fought. He's fighting me, period.
All right. That's it for my
point. A hungry, determined, focus, Magic Man.
But how you hungry, bro, when you driving Bentley? How you hungry and you making over $500,000 a year? I ain't seen those numbers yet, bro. I'm
because, man, look, cause you, if you think, okay,
you
that, that's
saying?
How.
So how
look,
you
man,
hungrier
I'm,
than me? If you
okay, let me
hunger,
tell you, you asked me a question, I'm going to tell you.
I'm better than you already.
I'm going to tell you, because I'm not a prize fighter. I don't fight for the money. I fight for pride. I fight for the glory of the game. It ain't about no money. I make money. It ain't about that. It's about my name. It's about my history. And it's about my – that's what it's about. This Hall of Fame run. This Hall of Fame run that I want to put the final chapter on my career. That's it. It's bigger than money, Steve. It's bigger than money.
I think we're about ready for the last question, moderator.
And our last question is going to come from Ryan O'Hara from TheBoxingVoice.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. I come in peace. Don't kill me. I hope you guys are doing well. my first question is for Antonio. Of course, you're fighting on PBC in this upcoming fight. And going up through the rankings, you know, there's a couple guys in, you know, Mark DeMore, Alexander Ustinov, Bryant Jennings. You know, Jennings just came off a loss to Klitschko, but he's on HBO. Ustinov and Morey, no one's really heard of them. And I was wondering, you know, perhaps Shannon Briggs, Fesal Quendo, like, is there anyone that in particular that you would want to face higher than your ranking if you beat Cunningham?
Man, I want to face Wilder or Klitschko. I ain't got nothing else to prove, man. I'm going to prove it all August 14th. They know who I am. I got 5 championships to my name. I don't have to prove nothing. They know who I am, and they know when I'm ready to fight, I'm a tough out for anybody. So I ain't got time to be fighting all these nondescript fighters. I ain't worried about who ranked above me because my name carry weight. My name carry weight, and that's it. Whatever I do on August 14th, my next goal is to become the heavyweight champion because it ain't nobody on their resume that they face that can add up
to my name and my credibility in the game of boxing. Klitschko or Wilder. Period. Not Tyson Fury. Not none of them guys that ain't never won shit in their whole career. So I rest my case. August 14th, everybody can see where I'm at. And after that, I want to chop down one of these giants. That's it. Period.
All right, thank you. My last question is going to be for Steve. Thanks for taking my question. I've been listening to your banter back and forth. And can you tell the viewers honestly, what weaknesses do you see in Antonio Tarver that you think you can exploit on August 14th?
The good thing about fighting a guy like Tarver is you if you think you see a weakness, then you're fooling yourself. You know, like I said before in the beginning, respect is there, most definitely. But fighting is fighting, and getting prepared for a fight is mentally and physically is getting prepared for a fight. So our banter back and forth, that's what fighters do also. But there's no way I would disrespect myself, to sit there and say, that's a weakness we're going to exploit on Tarver. We're going to beat him because of that. You understand what I'm saying? So, and his strengths is, like he said, he's a 5-time world champion. He's a Hall of Famer already. You know what I'm saying? He's a great fighter. I think he's a great fighter. In order to be great, you got to be great. You understand? And that's what we're going to do.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Antonio. Thank you, Steve. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this call. I got to say, I've done a lot of these calls, and the last 20 minutes or so were about the chippiest I've ever heard. So I think we got a war ahead of us in the ring on August 14th, PBC on Spike, 9 Eastern Time, 9 Pacific Time. Tickets for the event are priced at $150, $170, $45. Ticketmaster.com, Ticketmaster Outlets, the Prudential Center. Hope to see you in Jersey. If we don't see you in Jersey, tune in to Spike. And this is going to be a great card with Marco Huck against Christoph Gillespie and this main event between Tarver and Cunningham in the heavyweight division with everything at stake. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. See you on August 14th.
Ladies and gentlemen, this completes your conference call. You may all disconnect and have a wonderful day.